Hey y'all, we're going to talk about tip number nine, investing in a sturdy survival knife today. Hi, I'm Sherrianne Richardson from Experimental Homesteader. As you can hear, my voice is wanting to go in and out. We have the chicks back in the house, imagine that. Before we get started, I'll tell you a little bit about that. We are actually going to have a freeze tonight here. It was down in the 30s last night and the night before, or I'm last night and tomorrow night it's going to be in the 30s and tonight. The chicken tractor that we made does not have a place where they can bed down and be warm, so we decided to bring them back in the house. We also had one other incident. We lost a chick yesterday. When we had the incident on Saturday where somebody messed with our chicken tractor while we was gone, one of our birds ended up injured. I don't know what happened because I wasn't here, but I had brought that chick inside and had it in quarantine. I don't know if it was him or her, but that chick passed away. So it was definitely from injuries it sustained. Like I said, I don't know what happened. It had a lot of blood on it, a lot of feather loss, and that was actually outside of the chicken tractor, not inside. So it wasn't a matter of the other birds just picking on it. Anyway, on to today's task. These are the 50 survival prepper tasks for beginners, and we are on task number nine, which, as I said, is invest in a sturdy survival knife for multi-purposes. When you have to live in survival situations, you're going to find out that a knife comes in really handy for so many different reasons. From skinning animals you've killed for meat to whittling wood, even as a defense mechanism, knives are an important tool. I know some of you are thinking, there's no way that I would kill an animal for survival. I wouldn't know what to do with it. If you found yourself in that situation, you might find out that you feel a little bit differently. And it's always a good idea to kind of read and learn, figure out what you have to do, because some animals have glands and things in them that you don't want to rupture because that will taint the meat. Other animals don't have that. So you might need a knife for helping to build shelter. You might need it for first aid purposes. You might not know how to whittle. Now, my Grandpa King whittled when I was little. Even though I was very, very little, he taught me how to handle a knife and do a little bit of whittling. I'm not very good at it. I haven't practiced. He was very, very good at it. So practicing how to hold a knife and a piece of wood and doing some whittling is a really good idea. You obviously don't want to cut yourself or worse, cut a finger off. So it does take practice, especially if the knife is pretty sharp. You want to make sure you have access to a multi-type tool or a variety of knives that can help you survive in any situation. Know the difference between a fixed blade knife and a folding blade knife. Have a way to sharpen your knives and know how to sharpen your knives. If a survival event lasts a long time, the knives will become dull and useless. If you don't know how to sharpen a knife, you can actually do more damage than good with it. So, you want to have the tools to sharpen the knife and you want to know how to do it. Now, some of the tools are really pretty easy to use. Other tools are going to take a little bit of skill. Some knives are, again, really easy to sharpen. Other knives, you're going to have a little bit of skill to know exactly how you want it sharpened and what you're using it for. I have seen some knife sharpening tools where you just literally drag the blade across it, and it's good to know, you know, it's good to go. Those are simple knives to sharpen. Getting the angle just right, getting the sharpness just right, that takes practice. I always say, don't wait until the event happens to decide that this is the time that you need to learn a new skill. If you're already in a survival event, if you're already panicking, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to be feeling like, oh my gosh, I need this knife sharpened and I need it right now. Then if you mess the knife up, what are you going to do? You know, what if you break your knife trying to sharpen it? Then what? What's your next step? So choose yourself a survival knife that will take care of several purposes. Think about the different ways you're going to use it. You know, like I said, skinning animals and butchering so you can have something to eat is going to be a huge consideration. Bones can be very difficult to cut through, depending on the animal, of course. If you've got to cut through those bones to be able to eat that animal and your knife can't do it, you've got a problem. If your knife is too big for whittling wood and you need to whittle wood for some purpose, such as, like I said, making a shelter, you know, you don't need this great big huge machete to build shelter with. On the other hand, a little tiny pocket knife isn't going to be appropriate either. So think about what your needs are going to be. Maybe you are going to have two or three knives to meet all of your potential needs. Don't buy the cheapest one out there. You know, don't go on Amazon and buy a $3 knife. If you can even buy a $3 knife, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, don't buy the cheapest knife there is and then expect that to actually hold up. You don't have to buy the most expensive knife either. You need to look at the reviews. You need to see how many positive, how many negative, how many of those reviews are from influencers. Now, I will tell you, I have done plenty of reviews as an influencer. I have upset some manufacturers because some of the products that I've been sent have just been crap. I try really hard to look at the positive things. Try to think about, well, you know, this might not be good forever and ever, but if I'm just buying it to practice with, to get the feel for it, to see what I think about it, that might be okay then to upgrade later. But again, that was way before COVID, the lockdowns, all the shortages and the things that are happening now. You know, that was back when, yes, something could have happened, but the horizon was looking pretty good that nothing was going to happen. So they wanted to send me a product and, you know, okay, this is good for this purpose. Long term, you're definitely going to want to upgrade. So, like I said, look at those reviews. Some of the manufacturers really pressure the reviewers to turn out their review in 3 days. It's really hard to give a thorough review of a product, especially something like a knife, in 3 days' time. So don't just look on one side. Like, don't just go to Amazon and say, oh, look, this has 100 positive reviews and no negatives. I'm going to get it. Google the name of that product. Get up on YouTube. Do all the things to make sure that the product that you are buying, if you're buying it for your long-term survival needs, are going to meet those needs. Have a great night.